Well, Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, let me once again thank the presidency of our meeting, Sri Lanka, and you, Mr. President, dear colleague, personally for your wise leadership over this past year. And thank you for having assumed this function so rapidly after having acceded to the CCM, proof of an exemplary commitment towards the realization of its objectives. C'est avec grand plaisir.
It is with great pleasure that Switzerland has been able to host yet again the State Party meeting to the convention. The meeting dovetails naturally with the spirit of International Geneva and the humanitarian spirit. I'd like to thank all delegations present today. Thank you for the trust you've placed in Switzerland and indeed in myself to preside over the second review conference next year. This convention is extremely important because of its normative dimension. It bans an entire category of weapons which are unable to distinguish between civilians and combatants. It contributes to IHL by so doing. It also has innovative obligations in terms of victim assistance. These elements are essential if we are to attain our common goal, putting an end to the suffering caused to civilians by cluster munitions. President, dear colleagues, Switzerland has been an ardent promoter of the convention ever since its adoption, for 10 years now. More generally, we participate actively in anti-mine actions, and this for more than 25 years, and we're happy to pursue this commitment as we take on the presidency of the CMC for the first time. The review conference plays a key role in any convention. It's a question of best use of this event to resolutely move forward in implementing the CMC. I think it needs new momentum. We need to highlight its importance politically. This is essential if we are to contribute to attaining the broader goals in the humanitarian area, promoting peace and sustainable development. We're well aware of the challenges ahead of us now as we move towards the second review conference. Many elements still have to be clarified, but I'd like at this stage highlight the following elements. Attaining the convention's goals has to be a pooled effort. We intend to set up an inclusive and transparent process which will allow both state parties and civil society to contribute in a substantive fashion to the work of the review conference. We're banking on your commitment, your experience, so that we can develop an action plan which identifies the challenges that need to be met, including quantifiable and tangible actions which will allow us to further the convention and its implementation. Some elements have to be at the centre of our considerations. As long as we have zones contaminated by cluster munitions, civilians will never be able to enjoy the protection they deserve. Considerable progress has been made in the area of decontamination of contaminated areas. 8 states parties have already accomplished their obligations under Article 4. However, progress has been patchy. Indeed, some states parties are having problems in implementing these provisions. The first step to take is having an overview of the scope of contamination or pollution. Secondly, there have been several successes in destroying stocks. 35 states parties have already met their obligations under Article 33, often before the deadline itself. We need to continue along this path, limiting the number of requests for extension, which need to be an exception. Thirdly, cooperation and assistance are vital in achieving the convention's provisions. The model of country coalitions to strengthen cooperation between donor countries, those countries affected and operators, is promising, and I think we should use that model to best advantage. In order to combat the effects of cluster munitions, it's vital, as we've seen through experience, to set up coordination forums to improve exchange of information and mobilise additional resources. Promotion of the convention and its norms is going to be a huge endeavour. We've seen universalisation rate improve, but if it keeps the same pace, we will not be able to achieve the 130 states parties as per the Dubrovnik Action Plan by the review conference. Also, more than half of the affected states are not party to the CMC. This is a significant obstacle to achieving our common goals. Sustained commitment is therefore necessary in order to extend geographically the scope of the convention, particularly focusing on those contexts where we can really improve the lot of those people affected. These are questions of substance that need to be at the centre of our concerns, but institutional issues also need to be followed up closely. Implementation of the convention depends on robust institutions and processes. As we've seen this week, we are facing important challenges in this regard, particularly when it comes to financial issues. We hope, more specifically, that all states will pay their contributions in good time so that the review conference can be conducted in the very best conditions. And in that regard, I'd like to inform you that the conference will be held from the 16th to the 20th of November 2020. We are currently consolidating some elements linked to the organisation of the meeting itself, and naturally we will come back to you as delegations as soon as possible with supplementary information. President, dear colleagues, the goals of the CMC, namely saving lives, protecting the civilian population, strengthening victim assistance, as well as facilitating socioeconomic development, are as relevant today as they were when the convention came into force. In the upcoming months, we'll have a unique opportunity to underline the political importance of this instrument and to influence its implementation for the period following on from the review conference itself. And I would like to conclude my statement by thanking you all for the trust and confidence you've placed in Switzerland to preside this second review conference of our Convention on Cluster Munitions. It is a great honour for us, and we will do our utmost to prepare and steer this exercise with as much diligence as we can and is necessary. And finally, President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you all the success with a view to the follow-up of our work. Thank you.